From Baltimore.
My name's Tamara, and I am an addict. Clean one more day through God's grace and mercy. So you know I'm nervous. And I've been told that when you get nervous, it's because I got to tell you the truth about who I am. And I'm really glad that at least 60% of the people in the room already know me. Because you already know how destructive I can be. So, avoiding destructive behavior. You know, I heard the brother mention Lorton. And Lorton is a prison. And when he mentioned it, it reminded me of the long rides that I used to take to go there and the destructive things I used to do in my life. So currently I'm in school for criminal justice because one day I will be a lawyer. So in order for me to be a lawyer, I had to stop fucking with hustlers. Lorton was one of the places that I went to visit him. Him was the man of the hour, the man of the day, the man of that moment. I've been everywhere from Lorton to Rikers. You go to Rikers, you got to get on a ferry, you got to go inside, they fondle you. But those aren't things that I'm doing anymore. So in order for me to avoid destructive behaviors, in order for me to better my life, it's some things I can't do. And liking the lifestyle and the people in the lifestyle is one of them. I like the lifestyle. I like the lifestyle. I like the feeling that's associated with the lifestyle. I like the street respect that comes with being that hustler's girlfriend. I know don't none of y'all know about that because y'all probably... But you know, when you that hustler's girlfriend, you get on a strip and somebody say, yo, who's that? And they say, no, that's his girl. And it gives you a... Not you. It gives me... that feeling of, you know who I am. Because I'm just like y'all. I want to be known, liked, loved, admired, respected. But I can't do that anymore. I can't do those things. Because when I'm in the midst of dealing with the hustler and living that lifestyle, it's some other behaviors that comes with it. Because I have never ever had a man in that lifestyle, and I was the only one. I have always been either the main girl in my mind. But there was always two others. And I would like to say something real slick like back in 90, back in 2008, when I was clean, I was in the kitchen, my thinking, how destructive my thinking can be, my mind. I'm in the kitchen with her, the other girlfriend. He, in the living room, and I say, in my mind, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to stir the spaghetti sauce. You supposed to be cutting the onions because that's the dirty job. That's the job the side chick do. That's why you crying. You're going to be smelling like onions and stinking. I know I'm the only one that can think as crazy as that. That's what the side chick's supposed to be doing. I'm in the kitchen with her fixing spaghetti for him, telling myself it's okay. So I do some step work, and my step work reveals to me how insecure and how sad. and how wanted I can really feel. So, when I was a little girl, it's this guy that biologically produced me. His name is Tyrone. And Tyrone left my mother, and Tyrone went and had another family, and he had a son. And to today, Tyrone is still with that other family and that son. So all of my life, I have wanted to be wanted by Tyrone. All of my life, I have been in competition with this dude that's my half-brother, my step-brother. So all of my life, step work, I have engaged in relationships with men that were always in a relationship when I met them. Because I have always been in competition because I want you to choose me. So I'm in competition with whoever the person of the hour is in your life, sir, because I need you to choose me and see that I'm better, see that I'm worthy, come love me, because Tyrone never came to love me and never gave me what I needed. So if I meet a man and he's single, I don't want no parts of him because I need to be chosen. I don't want no man in a relationship no more. So now I'm single. And the last man I had was a wonderful man. A wonderful man. He helped me through cancer, chemotherapy. I was bald head. I had my breast removed. He looked at me. He said to me, "I love you with or without breast, Tamara." He was a wonderful man. When I met him, he had a wife and a girlfriend. So y'all know I went extra hard. I went extra hard. What I've come to understand is everything happens like it's supposed to happen. At that time in my life, I needed somebody that would love on me while I didn't have any breath, while I didn't have any hair, while my self-esteem was low. And when it was time for the relationship to expire, God chose for us to move our separate ways, and he's a wonderful man. There is nobody else that is coming to my life quite like Mr. I thank God for him. But what I won't be doing is a married man. Because it's a no-win situation. It's a no-win situation. And I'm talking about me. I refuse to be in a relationship with somebody that's been separated for 748,392 years. You ain't put no paperwork in. I'm talking about how low my self-esteem can be. This ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. And I stick and stay saying, please choose me. When the truth of the matter is, I can be arrogant from time to time. I'm far too fine.
There you go.
It's a good self-esteem day, Jane. I'm far too fine to keep putting myself in predicament. So what I do is avoid people with wedding bands on. I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. What I'm going to do is avoid getting into relationships. What I do, getting into relationships, and because I'm in a relationship, look, yesterday I went to my girlfriend's condo, and it was nice, and I was talking about, and our condo was nice too, and I'm talking about how I went through the condo, because I saw my girlfriend's dude, he had the big joint on his head, right? So I went through my condo with bed bug spray. I doused that joint. Doused it. couldn't even breathe last night. I had to sleep on the living room. But what I've come to understand is the behaviors that I no longer will the things that I'm just no longer going to do that's destructive to myself, right, in relationships, is to be with people and sleep with them unprotected. Y'all still out there? That mean the hush was so deep I can't be the only one. Now I'm going to tie that together. Yesterday I went to my girlfriend's condo and it's nice, and I said everything that looked good don't mean it's clean. So I had to do the bed bug thing in mind, because what I've come to understand is I can't look at you and tell what you had or what you've done. So I got to be careful, protect myself in the midst of being out there because I'm single. Because when I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, when I'm getting high, I'm not going to the clinic. I don't give a damn if it's free or not. Unless the dope is free in the line when you sign up at 1515, I ain't really going to the clinic. So when I came in here and did some step work, I had to tell my truth that when I first walked in, and when I walked in and I had crabs, and it took a long time to get rid of them, because you got to clean your whole body. You got to wash every piece of clothing that you have. You got to wash your bed linens. You got to... I'm the only one, hey? I know I ain't the only one in here. You got to wash everything. And then when you got like a closet full of Gallo $10 outfits, I'm the only one. I was Gallo sharp when I walked in. I got the whole room full of Gallo. So now I washed 80% of my stuff, 40% then fell apart. So I'm watching who I sleep with and what I do, because I don't want to have to clean myself all over again. I don't want to take the risk of, because you look good. I just want somebody that look good. I don't know your history. I don't know how you built. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know where you've been. But because my mind say you look good. Because you sharp. Because you cute. Because you tall. Because you gotta be about this tall. Because I usually have on some heels. And I need to be able to walk up on you. Kiss. Slide. Kiss you. I said 5'9" barefoot. I can't do much with a 5'5" man. But I gotta watch myself. Because what I'm understanding is the people that stand eye to eye with me sometimes offer me the most help. Because you can see at the same level I can see. I got to avoid some stuff. I got to do some stuff. I got to try to keep my... Look, I'm really working on my attitude, my mouth, and keeping my mouth off of people, right? I'm really working on building... people up. I'm really working on no longer destroying the people that are around me and the people that I love. I am working on helping. My long-term goal is helping men to reestablish themselves within society. Because what I've come to understand is that if you've gone to jail and you come home a felon, then you can't really work in corporate America. And then you try to get a job, and there's some teenagers trying to get a job at McDonald's, so you can't work there. The government has told a woman, we'll give you housing, we'll give you food, so you don't need the man. So now you're no longer needed as a man. And then you come home to a mouth like Tamara. So what I know I can do is watch Tamara's mouth, go out into the world and try to help some. We no longer call them ex-offenders. We call them returning citizens.
Right. All right.
What I know, if I stay in my divine order, which is God, man, and woman, my order, what I'm supposed to do is nurture, uplift, assist, help, build.
That's
what I'm supposed to do. So in order for me to do that, I gotta watch all of this. Because all of this will be mad, and you will do something, and I will holler, this! I don't believe, you know what, check this out. Why don't you just, check this out, that's one word. Check this out. I got it. Move you to the side, and now you, my friend, lover, man, are belittled once again by home. So I'm trying to work on my divine order and where I'm supposed to be, because I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't want to knock you and make you feel worse. If you're in this room, I already know you got low self-esteem. Ask me how I know. I already know you got issues with who you are. I already know you walk in a room and your mind say stuff like, everybody looking at me, everybody looking at me, let me find a chair, let me find a chair, to go a chair, and you run over to the chair and you sit down. Mm. I know if you ever did a meeting, right before you do the meeting like me, I look at the sister, I say, I'm going to pass out. I was a fan. I said, I'm going to pass out. If I could take this shirt off, I would take it off, but, you know, I've been living good, so. I don't want to expose her. So I'm going to go ahead and step here and try to fan and try to avoid some other stuff like stripping on y'all, because that could be a detriment to society, baby. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all how my attitude and how I'm trying to work on myself. So I'm working, right? I'm trying to avoid some things. And the minute I pray, then I am tested. And I would like to say every time I'm tested, I am passing the test. I'm doing good. I'm growing. I'm spiritual. But it don't always work out like that. So this is how it worked out yesterday. Yesterday. Because I don't have to go like 2 weeks back. This is how it worked out yesterday. So we stand in a condo. The condo comes with two parking spaces. One parking space, God be my witness, is as big as this podium. Now I'm going to put Blue a lot of places. I ain't squeezing it in there. Blue would be that $400 I pay a month that's parked over there. So I'm not putting Blue in a spot. So I have another parking spot. It's 10 parking spots at this condo. Only two of them are occupied by somebody else in the condo. In my parking space. And I pull up right when I go to get the rental or get the key, and somebody's in the parking space. So the first time I pull up, I say, okay, we got to walk the elevator. We got to walk 700 million bags up the steps. I'm a fat girl. I'm exhausted by the time I do it two times. We done did it about six. So I say, whose truck is this parked in my parking space? Because I'm winded. So the guy says, I'm sorry, man. It's mine. And he moves it. So then we go, come to the convention, do some things, go eat. And I come back, it's eight parking spaces. You got three guesses, two of them don't count. Whose parking space was occupied? Go ahead, take a minute and think on that. They in my parking space. So that means it's eight other empty parking spaces. So the person that I'm staying with, I say to them, it's get ready, get ugly. Now, my rendition of ugly was,
I'm talking about waking up everything from 37th Street to 40th Street. It was get ready, go damn. Them parking spaces cost me $500. I don't know what y'all pay for y'all condo, but my parking spaces cost me $500. It's about to go down, carpet man. Somebody better come. But instead, what I did, which I thought was great improvement for Tamara, and if you know me, listen to what I did. Now, I did it with a little aggression, but I knocked on people's doors. Now, y'all may laugh, but here's the other option. Tell me how you feel about this. I could have got them towed. Women, I can't hear you because it ain't sound that funny now. That 288, but I'm going to say it again because y'all bust out laughing at first. So I'm going to say, I could have got them towed. Ain't that cute now no more, is it? Yeah. Imagine it was you. So I knocked. The first time. Ain't nobody in the whole complex come to me. The first time. So now I'm a little heated. I'm frustrated. And I knock again. A little more aggressive. Because what I wanted to do was the polling. Boom, boom, boom. Don't nobody, oh, maybe it's just me, because you know that. When I'm stalking people, that's how I knock on the door. Boom, boom. That's how I wanted to hit it. But I go ahead and I knock again. Second time around, nobody comes out. So I go into the condo, and now I'm pacing. I don't believe. I'm telling you, the people I'm with, they on the phone. It's get ready to go down. We get ready to get it towed. And I'm saying to myself, I don't really want to tow these people stuff. Because I do have a conscience. You in Ocean City. I don't really want to tow your car. Because my car has been everywhere from Falls Way to Pulaski Highway. To the impound. And I really don't want to tow your car. But I'm heated. And unfortunately, that moment of clarity, this time, I didn't take the opportunity to pray. And I'm really trying to avoid being destructive and carrying on, because I know great destruction would have been the bam, bam, or leaning on my horn and waking everybody up. Because I could have leaned on my horn and woke up about 3 blocks of people. So I go back in my condo, and I'm heated, and I'm upset, and I'm frustrated. And the people I'm with, I think they think that I ain't do too good, but I need them to know I did goddamn great. Don't get it twisted, because I'm in there, and I'm pacing, and I'm tripping, and I'm flipping, and I walk out on the balcony, and I see somebody walking to the truck. I say, hey! That's your truck! She said, yes. So the opportunity again for me to come down, but I wasn't on come down mode. So it went something like this. Check us out. How many words is that? Check us out. You see that parking space, that number? That's my parking space. Next time you're in my parking space, I'm going to get it towed. I'm on my way down there. So I go down the steps. When I come down the steps, guess what I do? I get in my car and move it to the parking space and go back upstairs. Now, I don't know if that means anything to y'all. It may not mean nothing to y'all. Until, like, my sponsees and my friends, and they may be like, oh, my God, she off the chain and all that stuff. Trust and believe. The call could have been going like this. Miss Henrietta, somebody got to come get Tamara. Because Tamara in Ocean City, it was a whole nother way that could have gone. Yes. But I'm really trying. And what I understand about trying is, if I try on Monday at 12, it don't mean Monday by 2 I'm perfect. It means it's going to take some time. Because I had the opportunity to hit them women with some 12-letter words that would have blew their wigs back. Because I know how to curse. Oh, I'm the only one who know how to curse. I know how to put some words together. And then, don't let me curse and put a 12-letter word with a 50-cent word. Because, you know, I got a little bit of book knowledge now.
I will slay you and leave you like. Did she just insult me or compliment me? Is that a good thing? My vocabulary has advanced. Because I have learned how to really, what I'm trying to avoid, say what I have to say constructively, mean it, say it with aggression, and I really don't have to curse. So I understand that there is a thin line that I'm trying to walk and that I'm trying to eventually cross. Because I'm really trying not to destroy people. I'm trying really hard not to hurt people's feelings. You know, but what I've come to understand is that when you are damaged, hurt, betrayed, scared, feeling less than and unworthy, little girl, I got to learn how to treat her. And if I think that it is really a hot mess to see 12-year-old little girls walking around saying, and all that, and I look at him and I say, oh my God, the mouth on that little girl. Then imagine what those little girls are looking at me saying, oh my God, that mouth on that grown woman. Because from time to time, I could still be the 12-year-old little girl. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Scared. Self-destructive. Let me tell y'all about my job, right? I don't know how much time I have, but I'm trying to avoid some things. So, and I need somebody to jump up, fanfare, go get some balloons and clap for this. I've been on my job 10 years. That's what I'm saying! What? I want some balloons after this. Because my jobs go something like this. We're going to send you your check. My jobs go something like this. We knew you was going to carry on, so here's your check. Because we don't want you to destroy it. Here you go. Your services, ma'am, are no longer needed. I remember when I first came here, I came here by way of attempted murder, first degree, second degree, felonious endangerment, reckless endangerment, possession of a handgun, and the courier, little dude on a bike, handed me a paper. I opened it up. He said, you've been served. They say, the paper say, we need you to do a lot of things. We don't need you to come back here. We need you to do a lot of stuff. But come back on our property, ain't one of them. We appreciate your services. We see you when we see you. So now, I've been on a job 10 years. I get written up every year. I do, because I want to stand up here and sound like I'm, you know, I'm that spiritual. I get written up every year. But I ain't hit nobody. I ain't cursed nobody out. I am, and this is what it is. This is what it is. I get written up on my job because my language is direct. My volume is high. And I give it to you. So a lot of times, I am perceived as the angry black woman. Which a whole lot of times, you're damn skippy. It depends on the situation. It's possible. I would like to say, oh no, they are mistreating me. Every now and then, I walk up in the room like this. Check this out. How many words is that? I'm trying. I ain't sleeping with hustlers no more. I ain't sleeping with married men. I'm not carrying on at my job. I'm trying to do some constructive things in life. I'm trying to rebuild my community, one person, one male at a time. I'm trying. All I know is y'all told me to keep trying. Every day that I wake up, try again. Pray at night for what you've done. The next morning, wake up and try again. And keep doing it, and keep doing it, and keep doing it. And lo and behold, to my surprise, in less than 30 days, I'm going to have 14 years clean, a dope fiend like me. Yeah. Yeah. And for a crackhead like me that like to smoke alcohol, I ain't the only one rest the bowl. For a crackhead like me that like to smoke alcohol, that's a lot of time. If you see me, I'm a stickler about it. I'm a stickler about it because I got issues about my name. My name is Tamara. I'll keep coming back.